with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The presidential motorcade was leaving Biden campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware last night when it happened. A sedan slammed into a Secret Service vehicle guarding a closed intersection, then tried to drive through that intersection. Secret Service agents surrounded the offending vehicle, arresting the driver. Neither the president nor the first lady was hurt. On the Korean Peninsula, the pot continues to boil. South Korea says the North Koreans have fired another intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea.
As North Korea continues to refine and add to its arsenal of nuclear weapons, South Korea and the United States are stepping up their defense of the region. This launch marks the latest spat in the ongoing tensions between the two sides. On Friday, U.S. and South Korean officials met in Washington to update their contingency plans for how to respond to a North Korean nuclear attack.
BBC's Gene McKenzie reporting from Seoul. Also at SRNnews.com, the winds have been fierce, the flooding rains unstoppable along the East Coast. As a powerful storm moves north from the mid-Atlantic. The northeast in the bullseye this morning, all that rain accompanied by potentially damaging winds, according to the National Weather Service's Rich Otto.
Gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour for some of the inland locations from Washington to New York and Boston. And then for the coast, anywhere along the coast from New Jersey, Long Island, southern New England into Maine, some of those wind gusts could be 50, 60 miles an hour.
So keep a tight grip on that steering wheel during your morning commute in the Northeast. Watching Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a higher open so far this morning. Right now, the Dow futures are up 78 points, NASDAQ futures better by 25, and the S&P futures are 12 points higher. This is SRN News. Do you have a soul?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 83% of Americans say yes, they do believe they have a soul. 81% also say they think there's a spiritual world beyond the physical, even if we cannot see it. However, only about one-third of respondents say they feel they've actually had a personal encounter with a spirit or an unseen spiritual force. 74% agree with the statement, quote, some things can't be explained by science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Churches had a five-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. That window closes December 31st, but the results are in. One quarter of all UMC congregations in the U.S. received permission to leave. That's more than 5,000 this year and more than 7,000 congregations deciding to leave since 2019. This is SRN News. A Confederate memorial is to be removed from Arlington National Cemetery in Northern Virginia in the coming days.
This statue was unveiled in 1914. It's a bronze woman high up on a pedestal with a plow stock and pruning hook, along with the figure of a black woman depicted as Mammy holding a child and a slave following his owner into battle. It was one of many symbols of the Confederacy recommended for removal, but some 40 House Republicans have written to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin objecting to the plan to move it to a national park in Virginia. They say it represents national unity. Safety fencing's already surrounding the memorial. Officials at Arlington Cemetery should be done by the end of the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel, the destination today for Defense Secretary Austin, consulting with the Israelis amid the ongoing war with Hamas. More details at SRNnews.com.